Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Alan Shartok. Once a seasonally vibrant site for agriculture, concerts, horse racing, and other dynamic community events, the Great Barrington Fairgrounds site has sat dormant for the majority of the past 35 years. In December 2012, the 57-acre property was purchased by a Sheffield couple, Bart and Janet Elsbach, now a volunteer-driven, not-for-profit organization. The mission of GBFG is to preserve and restore the environmental health of the fairground site and to provide agricultural, educational, recreational, and other beneficial opportunities to the local community and to visitors. Great Barrington Fairgrounds will present a banquet, quote, barn-raising brunch on Sunday, September 21st at 12 p.m. at Gedney Farm in New Marlborough, Massachusetts, one of the great places in Western Massachusetts. Janet Elsbach writes and teaches writing at Community Access to the Arts, and with her husband co-founded the nonprofit organization that is working to rally the community around revitalizing the Great Barrington Fairgrounds. She joins us now along with Leslie Miller. Leslie and her husband, Brad Wagstaff, have been owners of Gedney Farm, the location of the barn-raising brunch, since 1980. Janet and Leslie, thank you both for coming in today. I have to tell you, this is one of the most exciting things that has happened in Great Barrington since I arrived in 1971. And it's really great. We used to go to the horse races. Some people said they were not quite on the up and up at the place, but it was just a wonderful place, agricultural and a great center. And Janet, you and Bart have done this magnificent thing for all of us by taking on this project. So tell us about what this brunch is going to be all about.
Well, thank you, Alan. The brunch is the first big fundraising event that we've done for the fairgrounds. And what we are doing is raising money to rebuild the cow shed. The cow shed is the long barn that you see right when you come in that says Great Barrington Fair on the end of it. It's sort of this iconic structure that kind of stands in photographs for the Great Barrington Fairgrounds.
And as soon as you get out of Great Barrington to the south, if you look to your left, that's where you'll see the fairgrounds.
Right. And part of what motivated us was that this was really the gateway coming north into the Berkshires. Is really the gateway to the Berkshires, a place that we both care so much about. And we really felt like there was enormous potential in that piece of property. And so that iconic structure, that one that you see right when you first lay eyes on the fairgrounds, is the first thing that we'll renovate.
But you've been very generous. And one of the things that you've done that I really like is that you bought it.
We bought the property outright, and it's owned now by the nonprofit that we started. So the property is owned by the nonprofit through a mortgage with us.
That's great. Let's talk now to the very lovely Leslie Miller. Leslie and her husband, Brad, are being extremely generous here at Gedney Farms. What can we expect? Because I'm going. When you get to Gedney Farms, what's the luncheon going to be like?
It will be absolutely delicious. It's all locally sourced ingredients put together by a very skilled team who's dedicated to this project. We're also incorporating the culinary program at Mount Everett, utilizing the students there to help prepare the food. And the menu's outstanding. And again, sourced locally as much as possible. I think 99% of it is locally sourced.
This event, part of the reason we're so excited about it is it really captures the mission of what we're trying to do in so many different kinds of ways. Leslie and Brad making that space available to us is a great representation of the kind of community generosity that's driving this and that will drive this and will make this project come to be. We'll be in this beautiful timber frame space as we're raising money to build the barn. The timber framing itself, choosing to do this barn by timber framing it, is more complicated, and it roots the project in the history of New England. You know, timber framing and barn raising are just such classic New England activities, very community-focused, community-driven. It's a group that comes together to do something. So to be at this beautiful Gedney Farm space as we're sort of pointing ourselves towards the future of what can happen at the fairgrounds, it just feels really right. And to be engaging the students in helping us to pull this off.
Now, Janet, there's going to be a terrific program there. I talked to Sam Sifton of the New York Times. I don't know who got him, but he's one of the brightest guys I've ever interviewed on the radio.
Well, Janet did.
We're really excited about the program, too, because we have Sam, as you mentioned, Sam Sifton, who very thoughtfully got promoted to food editor after agreeing to do this event. So we get more and more excited about the possibility of speaking to him about food, which is really one of the cornerstones of what we're trying to get done at the fairgrounds.
He's also got hysterical stories. stories about what his life as a food critic.
And then he's in conversation with two people, Jenny Rosenstrack and Andy Ward. Andy is Sam's editor for this. I don't know if you've read his book about Thanksgiving, which is terrific and is a good time of year to read.
No, but we talked about it.
So Andy is his editor. Andy's wife, Jenny, runs a website called Dinner, a Love Story. She's published two cookbooks based on that website. One, Dinner, a Love Story, came out a couple years ago, and her new book has just come out, Dinner, the Playbook. And again, very thoughtfully, made the New York Times bestseller list. So this is just going to be a great conversation. They're really good friends. They care so much about food. Jenny's mission is kind of to resurrect family dinner, even for working parents, busy people. That idea of gathering together at the table is really central to what she's trying. She's evangelical about the idea of at least 14 minutes at the table and how to eat well while you do that. And she and Sam, I think, will have a terrific conversation with Andy participating. So we're really excited about that. And then we have local entertainment. We have the Easy Riding Papas doing the music in this beautiful space. So I think it'll be a great, great morning.
It's also a silent auction where these books that they've written will be available, as well as other wonderfully donated items from the community.
And how's it going? Are we selling tickets?
We're selling tickets, but there's always room to sell more tickets. So yeah. We would love to have a really full house. And
it's a big space.
It's a big space, and we can pack people in there, and I think it'll be a lot of fun, a very unique opportunity to listen to these people talking and just to be together in that space.
Well, I love the whole concept. I think taking this historical place in Great Barrington and making it accessible, and you had your eye on it for years and years, didn't you, Janet?
We did. We've been following it for 10 or 15 years and trying to identify an open window that we could jump through to really return it to community hands and realize the potential that we saw there.
Now, every Saturday morning for a while until it freezes, we've been down at the Great Barrington Farmers Market, which is fabulous at the fairgrounds. And if anybody wants to see what it looks like, that's a great place to go.
To be able to welcome people onto the property for that, that's been a great way to kind of raise the profile of what we're doing and provide a better space for the farmers market. And we had the circus this summer, another successful kind of first foray into inviting the community onto the property. And the brunch is one way for people to get involved, but we know that's not necessarily everybody's cup of tea. We'd love to have a full house for that. We also have cleanups ongoing. You know, people have responded. People like you and Roselle are down there for the farmers market, and the response to the place being cared for and cleaned up has been really positive. That is a 100% volunteer-driven process. Every blade of grass that's been trimmed, every branch that's been cut down, every bit of improvement that you see there is 100% volunteer-driven. It's community members who come out with either skills or no skills, and they just show up and they're willing to work, and that's been a terrific boost to what we're doing, too.
It's really a community that values its history. Right. I think that's why there's so many hands.
Absolutely true. Yeah, and Leslie, when did you guys take over Gedney Farms?
We started it in 1980. My husband was actually milking cows in what's now the lodging barn, and in this reception barn we had sheep. And actually on a very, very damp day still, there's one part of the back stairs, there's the essence of lanolin that can still be sensed, and I actually love that about it. Just one little corner, you can still smell the livestock.
And so basically, Gedney Farms is a place where, you know, somebody wants a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a festive occasion, you can come and rent the place.
Absolutely, and we're open to the public as well. We have a wonderful restaurant there midweek when we're not doing weddings, and then we have lodging as well. So events like this are just when it shines, because especially in this particular event, it's one barn to another. We went through a huge restoration in order to get this up and running, to have people instead of livestock in this case, and timber framing. And
it just feels so right to be in this beautiful timber frame barn with all the history that Leslie's mentioning.
I'm going to ask a very ignorant question. What is timber framing?
Too bad we don't have the other Elsbach on the radio for that. Timber framing it's an all-wood construction. It's beams. It's really very minimal hardware, wooden pegs that hold the beams together. And it's this very historic, deeply, very New England.
Very New England, exactly.
Kind of way of constructing really lasting structures. And the nice thing about the timber frame structure that we're putting in at the fairgrounds is that it'll be open. There won't be siding on it. So all those beams and the figuring in the wood and everything will be very obvious and visible to people. And what we're doing is raising money to build the barn through a series of timber framing workshops so that we have master timber framer Jack Sobin, who's helping to design the building, and then these master timber framers who will teach workshops that people can sign up for they learn the art of timber framing, which then continues its, you know, its route through history, being passed on from generation to generation. But they also participate in constructing this building that will live on in perpetuity for generations.
Do you ever see a day when there'll be horse racing back down at the fairgrounds?
Did you ask me something I didn't hear?
I take it that's a no. I was down there the other day, and there were a whole bunch of sheep down there. What's that all about?
Those, speaking of sheep, we have sheep. We have a sheep farm, and they were grazing. They were mowing for us, but they're back where they live.
Well, that's too bad, because I saw all the kids very interested in
it. Well, you know, the wonderful thing about any improvement or activity or anything that goes on there is people have been so hungry for years to see something happening there, something positive, some sense that it was really being returned to the community. And so anything that connects it to its agricultural history, people ask all the time about horse racing and the fair. We feel so informed and guided by its history. Doesn't necessarily mean we'd recreate what was always there, but we do feel very, very guided and inspired by what went on there. It was the agricultural fair was the sort of annual event. It was a big deal in Great Barrington.
I remember it very well.
School would be closed the Friday before the fair, you know, so that people could really participate. You had kids vying for prize, you know, zucchinis and prize piglets. We don't have an agriculturally focused based community anymore.
No.
So in order to bring back the fair, to recapture that kind of energy, we're taking a step back and saying, how can we make this a place where farming on the small scale is a really viable way to live your life? And how can we honor sort of where our food comes from, bring people's attention back to where their food is grown, that kind of thing.
Janet, Leslie, I want to go over the ground rules one more time. This great luncheon brunch is going to be at Gedney Farms on Route 57 in New Marlborough. And the date?
It's Sunday, September 21st at noon. And we have tickets on sale right now on our website, GBFG, so Great Barrington Fairgrounds, gbfg.org. Tickets are available through there. And then we have, similar to the terrific generosity that Leslie and Brad have shown us, Guido's has been a great partner in getting this event off the ground, and they are currently raffling a pair of tickets at their Great Barrington location. So you can go in there and also pick up more information about how to buy tickets through the mail from our website, or from information that you can get at Guido's.
Well, the Chartocks are looking forward to seeing all those people who are going to sign up for that brunch, because we're going to be there and it's going to be a great day, and I know that. And, you know, just talking to Sam Sifton is going to be terrific. He's just a brilliant man. Again, it's gbfg.org to get your tickets while they last. Thank you so much, Janet and Leslie. We appreciate your coming all the way over here to do this, and it's just been a terrific time. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.